All right. We are back on Asheville FM, and I am happy to have Renee from Renee and Friends on the air with me right now. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Awesome. So we are, of course, thoroughly enjoying your new album on Radioactive Kids. And I wanted to start by asking you, you know, how you put this album together. Like, what is the you know, the general thing you're trying to get across with this album? And of course, also why you included so many collaborations, because I feel like that's an important part of the message.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, life is so much better with friends, right? So it's Renee and Friends, and it's really, you know, I started with my Renee and Jeremy, and Jeremy is actually on this record, as you can hear. And I really wanted to do more songs to include more people, just for, I feel like it's almost like a tree, you know, it's, we all help each other, and it just kind of branches out into other places. So I love writing with other people, and I love singing with people. So I just invited friends for us to, like Lisa Loeb, she was on the first Renee and Friends record as well. And just for, you know, for my audience to hear her and her audience to hear me, and just for us all to kind of keep growing and helping each other. So that was really my intention of doing this. And then I invited my daughters to sing on this one too, which I'm really excited about. And I just love bringing people on and working with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that really adds to the whole feeling of the album. It's really great, you know, how you include covers on the album as well, but you kind of, you know, reinterpret them. Like, of course, the you know, the Where Do the Children Play with Ziggy Marley.
Yeah. That was actually my producer's idea to do that song, his wife's idea. And I don't think anyone's really covered that song before. Such a beautiful song and very appropriate for our times, I think, right now as well, is when he wrote it, Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
I find songs that will appeal to everyone, children and adults, and those two songs really felt right for this record. I also love High Hopes.
Yes.
And it's one of my dad's favorite songs too. So I wanted to do something that would make him smile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was thinking about this before the interview, like, you know, to me, your music kind of seems to occupy an in-between place, like in between kids' music and adult music. Like, it's not really either, and it's kind of both at the same time. So is that true, or do you agree with that?
I mean, that wasn't really my intention when I first started. I was writing, you know, singer-songwriter music before this. And when Jeremy and I got together, we just started making music that we love. And it seemed to fill a little a void in the music industry for children's music at the time, I think. Elizabeth Mitchell also, people, Dan Zane, people started making music that just everyone loved. And I know people who buy my music don't even have kids. It's just music that people love and enjoy of all ages. We say we make original music for children of all ages.
Yeah, yeah. And
so, yeah, I'm really happy that everyone loved it. And so, you know, as a parent myself, you know, I listened to a lot of music when my kids were in the car, and I hope it's something that everyone can listen to together and not just, you know, quote unquote kids music,
yeah.
Right? It's people music.
Yes. Oh, that's so great. That's a great way of describing it. Yeah, people music. Yeah. I also wanted to ask you about a couple of the songs specifically. Probably my favorite song on the album is "Leaders of the World," because it provides like a really realistic but positive look at the future and what can happen in the future. So how did you write that one and write it with Secret Agent 23 Skidoo?
Well, actually, I started that song with Jennifer Pascal. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's an amazing children's music artist as well. And we just sat down and wanted to write a song. It just kind of came out, but it was the song that was empowering, an empowerment song, just something that as soon as you start singing it, you can start feeling it. And then we decided that young adults should sing it. So it's actually my daughter and her friend singing it. And then the rap part, I love 23 Agent Skidoo. I love his message, his voice, and his feel. And so I just reached out to him and told him what I was looking for, and we collaborated on what would be best for that section. And I wanted something kind of old school rap style.
Yeah.
And he just, it just really is amazing what he wrote for that. So it just, I love that song too. I feel like it's very powerful. And then brought in a kid's chorus, the sound of children's voices to me is just very, very powerful. And it's definitely necessary for the children of today and tomorrow, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, definitely. And it doesn't feel like you're talking down to kids at all, because it's it's real. You know, you're like, hey, this is what's happening. It's real. Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, sure. This is just kind of a random question. I was looking at the liner notes and I saw it says that there's mouth trumpet on that song. Is that a joke? I don't hear it.
It's not a joke. I play it, and if it wasn't so early for me right now, I'd do it for you. I'm not really warmed up. But it's me sounding like a trumpet.
That's great. I was trying to
do it on every record.
That's so funny. I've never noticed it before.
It's my little cameo.
Yes. Awesome. Let's see.
I also just wanted to say, you know, Tom Rossi,
yes,
who produced the record, is just incredible. And as a collaborator and just, you know, producing, and just really found the most beautiful feeling for the record. So I just wanted to give him a shout out because he's amazing.
Yes, yes. Shout out to Tom, indeed. And he also sings on one of the songs, right?
Kindred, yeah, on the title track.
Yes.
Yeah, and backgrounds on a lot of songs, too.
Yeah. Doesn't he play a lot of the instrument as well?
Yeah.
We have just a few minutes left, but I wanted to ask you about the song "Rely" because I think it's one of the best, you know, expressions of sibling love that I've heard in a long time. You know, along with Vered's album "Songs for Sisters and Brothers" that came out last year, and so I wanted to ask you how did you write that one?
So that's actually a Renee and Jeremy song that was on our record, Come On.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite songs that we've ever written. I feel like it's like a little poetry in music. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved that song. And a lot of the songs that ended up on the record, you know, I was going to do. And then it just came to me that maybe my daughters could do it. I started playing it, and maybe they were in the room and started singing it.
Oh, wow.
And for two reasons. One is just I love it, but also my hidden message and was that maybe they'll stop fighting. when we're gone, the kids will have each other and that they can rely on each other. And I just thought they did such a beautiful job on that. And we brought in real strings on that song and just it's so lovely with their little voices and the beautiful strings.
Yes.
But have a listen to the original, too. I think it's quite different.
Awesome. Well, we're almost out of time, but I want to thank you so much for calling us up. It has been really cool talking to you.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners before we leave the air?
I just want to say thanks for listening and sharing the music, and I hope it makes you feel good.
Yes, I certainly hope so too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.